Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Man, it was a historical night last night on, of course, The Bachelor. I thought maybe, Melanie, you'd call in and just be, I can't come in this morning. I can't. I just can't come in.
Well, it has been the most dramatic season ever.
Yeah, they say that every year. You say it every year.
I know, but this really was.
I know. All right, so you did. I have to say, though, you called it. You said there's something going on with this year's Bachelor. I think he's going to quit the show.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's going to walk off.
Well, they were dropping like flies this season. People were dumping him. That's not how The Bachelor works. The Bachelor is supposed to be the one not giving out roses and not keeping the ladies around, but they were all leaving in droves. So I figured, okay, there's something we're not seeing. I feel like he's really in love with one of the girls. They're editing it, so we don't know that. And then, sure enough, it was. He was falling in love with Cassie.
Who left the show last week.
Who dumped him last week.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like, okay, well, the girl that he was going to propose to, that he was in love with, isn't on the show anymore. So now what? Now there's two other girls that are left. So I called it. I said that he was going to quit the show and break up with them. And that's what happened last night.
All right. Here is audio of that happening.
Dude, I'm done.
Where are you going?
Dude, I have no clue.
Where are you going? You want to be done with the whole thing?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
All right, so he says, yep, I'm done.
Done.
Last week, he jumps over a wall to escape the camera shoot, whatever they were doing. And then this week, he just says, forget it. I'm done for good.
That's where this episode picked up, is that he had jumped over the fence, and they couldn't find him anywhere. So Chris Harrison is running down the streets. It was like an episode of Live PD. I'm not even kidding. They had
dog
spotlight.
The bounty hunter. They're trying to find the fugitive.
Yeah, they go, check the brush over there, and you hear all this.
Okay, so what is this set up for tonight? Like, why are they trying to bring people back tonight? Because if he's already gone, you know what I mean?
So now there's the plot thickens because he is saying that he wants to go chase down Cassie and see if she wants to give him another chance. Mind you, Cassie already broke up with him, said she wasn't in love. And then even on last night's episode, which he couldn't see this part, she was packing up her bags and she was like, yeah, I just made the right decision. It just wasn't there. I mean, she was not sitting there upset by any means. She said, I'm not ready to have a family and
settle
down.
Okay, so she's leaving. She's already left the show. And then they're saying that he's going to go and chase her down. And that's
where
it is.
Yeah, so now we're tuning in tonight to find out if he chases Cassie down, if she's going to take him back, and then the drama that's going to ensue from that.
Man,
and
I
we find out who.
Wait to see what happens.
Who the Bachelorette is. They announced the Bachelorette tonight.
This is going to be unbelievable.
Super thrilled.
This might be the only one I watch this year. The only one. Just to see. And why am I pulling for the girl to be like, nah, man, I'm not taking it back.
Oh, I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, so then it's over.
Yeah, I don't think that he. No, so, I don't think that he has a chance.
So then this show becomes a flop this year, right? The season becomes a flop.
Yeah, total flop.
He doesn't find love. Break up with him than he breaks up with. And all right. So there it is.
Yeah, he thinks that she left because there were still two girls in the running. So that's his theory. His theory is that he's going to get her back because he dumped the other two girls, and now she knows that she was the one.
I feel like it's good for him, though, like his narrative afterwards. It's like, you know, I quit it. It just wasn't for me. Like, I feel like he walks away looking like a real guy. Like, I just, like
right,
that
like
way of
settle.
Finding...
Yeah,
like that way of finding love just was dumb. You know what I mean? So he almost looks like a real guy instead of these other guys that are like, oh, no, I knew it was her right from the minute I saw her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I will say there was just so many tears last night from him that it was uncomfortable to watch.
Oh, man, a crying bachelor. Nothing worse than a crying bachelor on a Monday. All right, tonight we'll watch. We'll see what happens. And if you miss it, you'll be all right. Yeah, you'll be all right. We'll tell you what's going on tomorrow. We'll fill you in tomorrow.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Midland, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, we're going to tell you about the celebrity who has built an escape hatch in his office.
Escape from what?
Paranoid much? Tell you the story after Kelsey Ballerini, QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, Mark Zuckerberg, right? CEO of Facebook.
Yep, I've heard of him.
You heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Zucks in the business. They call him Zucks.
Do they?
Yeah, Zucks.
Okay.
What's up, Zucks?
Hey, Zucks. I feel like, can I get a new nickname, please? I'm a bajillionaire.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg, you would figure it would be a cool job and a great environment at Facebook. He's had to build a secret panic chute that leads to a secret car park underneath his Facebook conference room for emergency escapes. What this is that he's actually got a shoot under this table that he sits at. He's got a set table in the conference room.
Yeah.
He's obviously the head of the table. He can open up this chute, get in, and there's like a small little car. It's like a track car.
What?
Like, think about a little roller coaster. It goes down to a secret parking lot.
Like a bobsled.
Yeah. It goes down to a secret parking lot with a secret car.
Well, it's not so secret now. We all know about it, but
Yeah, well, they don't know where, like, nobody knows where it is except members of his executive security team. Listen to this. There's now 70 executive security working at Facebook. Zucks has... Now has...
Is that Kevin? They really call him Zucks?
I've never heard that before.
No, okay. I've heard it. Zucks. Yeah, that's his code word. You know, like the Secret Service, you know, have like a separate code word
landed.
For the president? They call the president something, but no one knows what it is. His is just Zucks.
Zucks. Okay.
Anyway, they've hired a former Secret Service agent to lead the team, the executive security team. Zuckerberg now has 24-hour security. He's got 100 million followers on Facebook and receives death threats every single day. Crazy.
Ugh.
And they call the people.
Scary.
There is a room there with the people's pictures on it. That sucks. But and they're called BOLOs, the people who come after Zuckerberg.
Why BOLOs?
Be on lookout. So they call them BOLOs.
I can never tell if I'm supposed to be taking you serious.
I'm serious.
Or if you are just pulling stuff out
out of my Zucks. No.
I think he's serious other than the Zucks part.
Okay, so
they call him Zucks. Yeah, no, that's...
Who does?
It's the you know, the
he's community. So
the tech... Hold on. No, the tech community have named him Zucks.
Okay.
And if you're cool with them, you can be like, Zucks, what's up, Zucks? Like that, you know.
Okay.
You can't just be like, hi, Zucks. You know, you have to be like, Zucks, what's up, Zucks?
Yeah.
Like Kevin, I call sometimes, I'm like, K-Dog, you know what I mean? Like, I can't be like, hi, K-Dog. Like, it's you got to kind of know him, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I see. So you and Zucks are on first
We're
name,
not,
nickname
but
basis.
If I saw him, I would, to cut through, I'd be like, Zucks, like that, you know?
Oh,
and I'd be like, hey, man, it's all good. I don't see any bolos in the room. Don't be on the lookout.
And then all of a sudden, just like a dart would hit Mark.
I'd be like,
oh, R.I.P. Mark.
I can't see.
My
can't
face
see.
Is I... numb.
And Zucks disappears through his trap door.
And I'm unfriended. That's how you get unfriended
That's
on Facebook.
True.
Right there. But really, like, how paranoid do you have to be to build an escape room in your office? Like, something bad
paranoid.
Must have happened. Really, you know, something bad must have really happened to build a roller coaster from your office to save your life. Like,
I mean, that sounds pretty cool.
It does sound cool, but it's like, I would rather do that because it's something fun, but no, it's like to maybe save your life. And what if you ever have to use it? Like, what if these bolos get in, these be on the lookouts? What if they team up and get in, and then you have to use the chute, and it's like, Zucks on the run, Zucks on the run, you know, and it's like all
I
these...
I feel like this is getting intense. This could be a reality show.
Phew, this is pretty good. I better stop talking.
Yep.
This is my...
Man.
Anyway, that's paranoia to the next level. Zuckerberg and his escape chute. Facebook. You don't believe
this
story?
Is real.
We're going to post it online just so I can get my credibility back. Yeah, we will.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, on the way next, deep fried Nashville. Let me tell you something. There is there's breaking news about Luke Bryan's butt. And we have to tell
I'll
you.
I'll be there for this news.
Well, you will. And so we're going to do it next. Deep Fried Nashville, Luke Bryan's butt. It's next on QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, we'll get to the story about Luke Bryan's butt in just a second.
Oh, okay.
First.
We'll leave that behind for now.
The controversy. It's nicely done. That was well done. That was good. Controversy about women not being included in Entertainer of the Year for the ACMs. Here's what Luke had to say about that.
I think it's always disappointing when, you know, women are left out of the Entertainer of the Year categories. It's something the country music community has taken note of, that women aren't truly getting represented like they need to.
You know, we spoke to Maren Morse about that on Friday, and she was like, yeah, I am woman, hear me roar.
Yeah.
That's why she named her album Girl.
Mm-hmm.
She just says, hey, this is the time. This is a moment that country music has to really step up and say, needs to be more inclusion among women in country music. Now,
I agree.
Speaking of women in country music, you're fans of country music and you're a woman. And some guys, let's be honest. you probably have an affinity for Luke Bryan's butt. Mm. It's been a thing.
I mean, it's been a conversation before.
Kevin, that's kind of been a thing for his entire career, right? His butt? Like,
it's pretty much been the whole time.
It started because of the dancing on the stage, the way he would gyrate.
Yeah, that's okay. It.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
He was gyrating.
He was gyrating, and I think several years ago...
It's his freaking pants. They're super tight. He's got like a bubble butt.
Yeah.
You can't help but notice it.
Sure.
So it's there.
He's coming for Country Thunder, and he was doing an interview about how, listen, no longer, I guess you could at one time, but no longer can you grab his butt when you're meeting him and taking pictures with him.
The deal when you're doing a big meet and greet, so we're doing the no touching of the butt, because there are quite a few wandering hands.
Shame. That's a shame.
And like, I'm sitting there doing the meet and greet, and I'm like, yep, she's got it.
What?
She's
got it.
There you go. So I guess some of the hands will start crawling. And,
my gosh.
Who knows what that could turn into. So Luke Bryan, stay away from his butt. All right.
Yeah, he's getting sick of getting fondled by just female fans. It's ridiculous.
Not good. No. Finally, Miranda Lambert. She's had an interesting couple of weeks. This headline is honestly just way more positive than what we've been talking about with Miranda. She always has been a big supporter of animals and animal charities, and she's celebrating the 10th anniversary of Mutt Nation Foundation. She's given $150,000 in surprise grants to animal shelters all across the country, and that's great. Last year, the foundation helped place more than 1,700 animals homes. So that's a good positive headline from Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, and she needs it.
She needs it, and that's a great way to help out the animals.
Good,
good job, Miranda.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, nothing like a good cry on a Tuesday morning. It's a happy cry though. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. This tweet of this guy's lonely dad. I say guy. This kid's lonely dad at his new donut shop goes viral.
Breaks
and
my heart.
Oh my gosh! So the shop is called Billy's Donut Shop. Billy's an older gentleman, right? And his son, probably, I don't know, 15 years old-ish, 15, 16 years old, sends out a tweet with a picture of his dad with his hands on the counter, just kind of leaning on the counter. And he said, my dad is sad because no one is coming to his new donut shop. That was a tweet on Saturday.
And the donut shop is pristine because it is brand new, but the shelves and the display case, they're just full of donuts, but no one's touched a single one.
Several pictures in the tweet, the father standing alone, looking at the wall, another one of the empty parking lot, and then...
The empty parking lot with the grand opening sign.
And there's no cars. But then here's the other one, and it's the donut case is full of donuts. Well, by Sunday morning, the lonely dad was happy. Not only did people come and clean him out of donuts, they completely sold out. A local television station came down to cover the tweet, and Billy's Donut is on the map in Texas. So congratulations to Billy's Donuts. If you're ever, this is just outside of Houston, Texas. If you're ever there, check it out. But then they sent out a thing this Sunday. He said, I can't thank everyone enough for coming out and supporting my dad's business. This means so much to my family. So it's really, really cool.
Oh, my gosh. Such a good story. His dad is adorable. But that photo of him just standing there lonely in the donut shop, I mean, I see why it went viral.
No, I know. And it's, credit to, because I don't know. I'm so tired of hearing about, oh, my God, Twitter and iPhones and blah, blah. Like, don't tell me it can't do anything good. I know it doesn't do everything good, but this was great. Like,
yeah,
of course
there's still trolls,
right.
You got to focus on the positive.
Yeah. I grew up, my parents were in the restaurant business. You know, I grew up in the restaurant business. It's a tough business, man.
And
oh my God, it's tough. And when it's great, it's great. But when it's bad, it's bad. And I saw this story and I was like, well, what a great story of like family business and family sticking together. You know what I mean?
I just love that all of these people saw it and then reacted. Because it's one thing to say, oh, okay, yeah, I'll stop by the donut shop, but then you never do.
Right.
I mean, people showed up in droves in this community.
And then all the action on Twitter got the news station out there, so congratulations.
And now Billy's Donuts is a success.
Billy's
sold out of donuts.
It's on the map, man. That's great.
Billy needs more donuts.
99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
All right, how much would somebody be owed if they basically saved your lottery ticket? Think about this. We're going to tell you the story with what happened next. But everybody's got an opinion on this. And then when you start getting into a conversation, it gets heated, man. It gets heated.
Oh, yeah, because we all have different answers.
It's basically like, how much would you tip somebody? We'll tell you the story next on QIK.
Gotta.
We may have found the nicest guy in the entire world. Like, seriously, nicest guy in the world.
Kevin?
Nope, Kevin's second nicest guy.
Oh, okay.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This guy in New Jersey, his name's Mike, right? He just got divorced and he's unemployed, down on his luck. Goes to the convenience store.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you know what? Life is just, phew, what do I have to lose? I'll spend $2 on a Mega Millions ticket. He buys the ticket. On his way out of the store, he drops the ticket. Doesn't realize it till he gets home.
Oh, man. After he already had a bad day.
Yeah. He's had like a bad couple of months.
Oh.
So he's like, oh, man, where's my ticket? The next day he goes back. The store clerk goes, I was hoping you'd come back. I realized after you left, you dropped the ticket. I found it on the floor. And you're back. Here it is. I saved it for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike says, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it. He goes home.
That's sweet.
Checks the numbers when he gets home. That ticket was a Mega Million winner, $273
million. $273
million.
And it could have been lost if it wasn't for this good Samaritan.
All right. Mike says the plan is to go back to the store clerk and give him something, but he's keeping the amount private. So here's the debate. All right, you bought the ticket, so it is your ticket.
You spent the $2.
Right. Well, but that's the price of it. Okay. And it's $273
million.
And
$273
million.
Okay.
You lost it, so it became out of your possession in this guy's store.
Yep.
He grabbed it and saved it for you and gave it back to you. How much should you give this guy?
Oh, my gosh.
$273 million. What do you finally collect on $273 million?
You get it like half, right?
I think it's a little more than half. Let's just say $115
million. Okay.
Let's just say it. How much, Kevin? How much do you give him?
Listen, I mean, if you're going to, how about 1% or 2% because he spent $2 on it, so I'll go 2%.
How
right?
about?
If it's 1%, it's still over $1 million after everything. 2% is like $3 million.
Right. So which is
2%.
It, Kevin? Are you doing 1% or 2%? Because you're talking $1 million difference. $1 million is $1 million.
I'll do 2%. On a $2 ticket.
You'll give him $3 million.
I'll give him $3 million.
Would you have given the $3 million if you didn't lose a ticket and go back? If he just sold it to you and you didn't lose it, would he get anything? You know, the store already gets something for selling
correct.
A winning ticket.
Right, but you're always supposed to go back. I mean, that's what they say. You're always supposed to go back if you win and hook up the clerk that sold it to you.
Text us, as you can tell. But right when people start talking about money, the passion level just goes up, right? 800-992-1099. Call, text us. Melanie, what would be your number you give the guy?
I would say $1 million because you wouldn't have found the ticket, had this clerk not picked it up and given it back to you. And I don't know, though, 2%, that's a lot because I got a big family. Everybody else is going to be knocking on my door.
Big
seriously,
family.
But
it's 2%. You're keeping 98%. 2%.
Oh, my gosh. See,
oh, really?
He wins the lottery, and then he's rich and just can give out $2 million to people.
You can't live with $150 million?
No, $115, and yes, I can. And I'm saying absolutely I can. But I think $1 million.
Melanie was just in here. We were playing Jake Owen, and she was talking about trying to buy hair extensions. And so I think, like, you would have plenty of money to do this stuff, right? Like, I'm just saying you could do what you wanted to do with the money.
Oh, we're putting people on blast
today,
I see.
I'm not putting
you
just said you're like...
My hair is just really thin, and it's just...
You
it's
said
not,
they were like $700, and I'm like, well, yeah, so you would have plenty of money.
You're the one who said, oh, hair extensions for thickness if you want to call people out. And I said, yeah, I already looked into it. It's expensive. So there you go.
You guys are doing this all wrong. Why is it that we're arguing about 1 or 2% for this guy, but somebody, you go to a restaurant and somebody's nice to you and gives you a cheeseburger and a Diet Coke and we give them 20%.
Yeah, because that's on a $20 tab. You're talking, I mean, $1 million is still
but you have it.
$1 million.
I would give this guy 20%.
Mark, you are full of it.
I will.
No
I give
way.
This guy 20%. This is the ultimate service. This is the he saved you hundreds of millions of dollars.
20%.
I'm doing the math.
If I give a waitress or a bartender,
that is a different situation. It's still
not for me.
It is $1 million that you're giving to someone.
I know, but you never would have had it. This person supplied great service, went above and beyond. And when you go above, a lot of people now tip 25, 30%. An amazing service.
All right. Well, now
$30 million.
There you go.
If you're using $150 million, just as a round number, it's $30 million.
That would be my number. Whatever the 20% is, yeah, $30 million.
You would give him $30 million. Oh my gosh! I mean, I'm now more with Kevin. I think that the 2%
you're now farther away from my number.
I think the $2 million sounds good. $30 million. That's just a lot of money.
What would you do? What's your number? What's your percentage? Hey, you may have a reason to be like, I'm not giving him anything. I mean, I don't know. Call us now. It's QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Chris Stapleton, that's Millionaire, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Great song from Chris Stapleton to talk about this millionaire. That's what happened to this guy, Mike, in New Jersey. $273 million ticket. Here's the problem. He bought the ticket. He dropped it on his way out. He gets home. He's like, man, I wonder what happened to that Mega Millions ticket. Goes back the next day, and the clerk goes, you dropped this on your way out. I noticed after you left, you got in your car.
Oh my gosh,
I saved it for you. Mike goes, thanks. Mike goes home, checks the ticket. $273 million winning ticket. And so the lottery office is like, hey, just curious. Are you going to go back and give the clerk anything? Because you did lose the ticket. And he found it and saved it. Right. He goes, yes, I am, but I'm not telling you how much I'm giving him. So now we're all debating, what should be the number? What should he give the clerk who saved the ticket?
Right. And you guys did the math, and he would take home around $115 million.
Right. So let me get this straight. So Kevin, you said you'd give him $2 million, right? Is that...
I said I would give him 2%.
2% but
of the total winnings.
So that came out to be about $3
million. Something or other, yeah.
Melanie, you agreed with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's reasonable. And I like the whole sentiment behind it, too. He spent $2 on the ticket, and it's 2% of the winning. I like it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Mark is making us all look like we are uncharitable, selfish people. Because he said, how much?
Well, my thought was, if we give people, like waitresses, bartenders, waiters, if we kind of set the bar at 20% for great service at a restaurant, this is like the most, this is the ultimate service, right? So I'm kind of in this moral dilemma of like, well, if I'm going to give somebody 20% for doing a great job at a restaurant, shouldn't I tip him 20% for this? I mean, listen, I mean, I go to a restaurant and I get like an ice cold beer and a great plate of wings and everything is 20%. This guy gives me $270 million. I don't follow the same rules. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't.
When I say it out loud, I'm like, it makes sense to me. Then when I just think about it, I go, but man, that's a lot of money.
That's 20 million.
But I think it would be 20%.
People are so divided on text. So Cynthia said that she would do $1,000 for every million that she ends up taking home. So say it's $115 million. She's saying she would just tip the guy $15,000.
Eesh.
And then we got several that agreed with the 10%.
Hold on a second. Let's unpack the 15,000 real quick.
Yeah.
What's your gut feeling when you hear that?
Oh, that's just not even.
That's not enough.
No,
Kevin,
no.
Is that enough?
No way.
Yeah, we all agree on that. I don't think. I know Cynthia's thing is probably like, well, he didn't have any before, but he saved your $270 million.
And you could have zero.
Yeah.
He could have just thrown it in the trash.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Just, yeah.
Someone from Tampa agrees with Mark, 25% all day.
25.
Whoever that was in Tampa is 20%, by the way.
Okay, great.
Just to straighten that out.
They upped you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got, Mel is just greedy. She should give more money. Then somebody else said, how about giving the guy his annual salary as a tip? Okay, but that's not going to be a lot.
I have a feeling that wouldn't be good.
No. Yeah.
I feel like he owes more than
2%. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to Tony real quick. What's up, Tony? What do you got?
Now, I know he purchased the ticket, but he dropped it, okay? And if it weren't for that clerk picking it up and literally saving it for him, he'd have nothing.
Right.
So true.
Me, he should get half. That's my opinion.
Whoa, Tony went 50%.
$273 million. Okay, come on now.
Tony, you get
you're not going to spend that in your lifetime.
Well, I don't know. You can find you can find some good hobbies with $273 million. But man, that's Tony half. That's the highest we've heard, right? Nobody checks it in half.
Oh, yeah. She's the only one who said half. Cynthia, by the way, corrected. She said, if I'm bringing home $115 million, he's not getting $15,000. He's getting $115,000. But still, in the
scheme
of...
Still not enough.
$115 million.
Bad math on our part, Cynthia. You're
yeah,
right.
That's our bad.
Which is why we're just not good at any of this. Maybe we should just keep it all. That way we just won't embarrass ourselves. Like, sorry, we can't do math. I just, I don't know. We'll get to more of your texts, your calls on the way next. Then Luke Bryan, Luke Combs tickets at 7:40. That's 10 minutes away. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right, so what should happen? What should happen? You walk in, you buy a lottery ticket, you drop the ticket, it's lost. Guy at the store, the convenience store, finds it, saves it for you. You come back in a couple of days, and you're like, hey, I dropped my ticket. And he's like, yeah, here it is. Oh, thanks so much. You go home and check it. It's a winner. $273 million. This happened to a guy named Mike in New Jersey. So, of course, the lottery office is like, hey, we're curious. How much are you going to give Mike, the convenience store guy? And he's like, I'm going to give him something, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. So now we're all kind of speculating, like, what should he give him?
Yeah.
What would be the right thing to do?
People are so divided on this.
Text line is on fire, 800-992-1099.
I mean, we have people suggesting thousands of dollars versus people saying they would give half. Another person said, I would hate to see the money be double taxed. Here's a good point. So give him an amount that will not be taxed per year for the next 5 to 10 years. So they're doing an installment plan with this clerk. Another one said, maybe give him the 2% that Melanie and Kevin said, but tell him that he gets half now, and then you get a financial advisor and invest the other half for him to make sure that he's just not going to take the money and then, you know, go blow it.
Yeah. I don't know what the taxes are on gifting, you know, because you're gifting it to somebody. I don't know if it's not like working for somebody if somebody gives you the money, right?
Right.
So... And then, you know, I was thinking, like, maybe buy him, maybe there is cash, because I had said 20%, because it should be similar to, like, a tip you would give somebody at a restaurant.
Yes, that's a ton of money.
You guys think it's too much money. Then I thought, okay, well, maybe if it's too much money, you know, I watch those shows sometimes, and then it, like, never ends well when they win all these hundreds of million.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, maybe buy, like, a huge house, or just a really nice house.
Yeah.
Brand new, you know, and a car, and then some spending money. So at least your basic necessities...
So
covered.
Get him set up for life.
Yeah, and then just a little bit of cash, but at least you have all these stuff you need. I don't know. We're just spitfiring stuff here because you don't know.
Yeah, there's no right answer. And I think as long as he's set for life, you're set. And then, you know, there's a lot of other money that you can still do charitable things with. It doesn't always have to go just to the clerk.
Yeah, and you can buy a boat. All right, let's talk to Jen real quick. What's up, Jen?
No, this sounds crazy. I think I would give him $10 million. It's not about percentages. I actually won, after everything was said and done, taxes, I won $1 million. I went back to the store and gave the guy $5,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but $1 million is a lot different than $100 million. And I have a lot of family, and I have 2 children, and I have a retirement. So, you know, if you gave $10 million, he would have had nothing at all if that guy hadn't saved that ticket.
And if we start factoring in, and you make a good point, Jen, like he wouldn't have had anything.
Yep.
I guess if you start factoring kids, though, to protect the money, then I wouldn't have to give them anything.
Oh, because you've got
Jen said
so
she had
kids.
2 kids. I can't give them all my money. I'm like, well, I got 5 kids. So that's it. He gets nothing now. All right. So, but she gave him $5,000 per million. Kevin, what would that math be in this situation with the Mega Million?
So $5,000 per million.
Per million.
So 100, and we're going to go $115 million, right?
After the taxes on the 273, speculating on that.
Times five. So 5,000 per million.
Right, right.
So it's 115 times 5,000. $575,000.
All right, so it's $500,000.
$500,000 in the scheme of things just sounds not like a lot of money.
On a hundred and some million, you're right. It doesn't sound like a lot. Like the ratio doesn't seem...
Still a lot of money. Still a lot of money.
And that's a good point. It's still a ton of money.
That's why there's no
it's
right
gonna
answer.
It's going to kill me when I got to figure out what he's going to give him. Like,
well, we'll know. We'll have to just find out.
How?
If the news crews follow up with this guy and he's still working at the convenience store.
Then we'll know it wasn't a lot of money. Maybe he just loves his job, though. Maybe he's like, this is great. Or maybe he's like, man, this is great. I just sit around here and wait for people to drop their lottery tickets and I just keep collecting the money. I don't know. That's not a bad gig.
The whole scheme.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. Either way, Luke Bryan tickets, Country Thunder, 7:40 on QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
That's Eric Church. Some of it. Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. All right, let's do this. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Country Thunder next weekend. Man, this snuck up on us. Really quick.
I can't believe it's here. I know. We've been talking about it for so long.
Yeah, it's great, too. It's a 3-day platinum experience. So, like, upgraded viewing area and
private bathrooms.
Executive private restrooms. That's what you're talking about right there. Plus, you get the private food and private beverage options. All right. So, you're totally VIP. We're going to play the Mark and Melanie name game.
Do, 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 do.
Callers 9 and 10 squaring off against each other right now. 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, we're playing the world famous Mark and Melanie name game.
Do, 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 do.
That is the world famous jingle that goes with the name game, which is produced and performed by Melanie.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Thank you for that credit.
All right, Lori and Ashley are our contestants. Ladies, good morning. How you feel?
Good.
Good morning. Excited.
All right, good, good, good. Yeah, Luke Combs, Country Thunder, and this is the executive VIP platinum experience. Totally cool. All right, we're going to give you a category. You guys will have 3 seconds to name things in this category. We're going to start with Ashley. Ashley, you were the 9th caller, so we're going to start with you first. So once we give you the category, you'll name them. Then, Laura, you'll only have 3 seconds to name something else, and then it'll go back and forth. Each person gets 3-second increments to name things in the category, okay?
And no repeats.
Okay. Oh, God.
Here we go, Ashley. Your category is things found at a campsite. Go.
Marshmallows. Porta potty. Sleeping bags. Tent. Sticks. Pillow.
Oof.
Fire. Hot dogs. Ketchup. Coolers. A bench. Deer. A stump. Lawn chairs. A cup. A canopy. A pot. A raft for the river. Leaves. Skewers for the fire.
Skewers.
A raincoat.
Oh, there's 3 seconds. Oh. Ashley, congratulations. You got it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
dude, you guys are the best, man.
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I cannot even believe how far we got.
This
That's
was
the
a
most we've
battle.
Ever gotten during the name game.
Just a battle.
Oh, my God.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, Luke Bryan, Country Thunder next weekend. It's going to be absolutely awesome with Luke Combs. But unfortunately, you crazy country music Luke Bryan fans, he's had to make it official with his butt policy. There's now a policy regarding his butt. Here it is.
The deal when you're doing a big meet and greet, so we're doing the no touching of the butt, because there are quite a few wandering hands.
Shame. That's a shame.
And like, I'm sitting there doing the meet and greet, and I'm like, yep, she's got it.
What?
She's got it.
Yeah, she's got it.
Ladies.
And you just know when she's got it. She's got it. So easy.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
It's Jake Owen, 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, St. Patty's this weekend. It's Sunday. I think people are going to celebrate all weekend, though, right? Because whenever those things are on a Sunday, you're like, I don't know, is it Saturday? Is it like, do you celebrate Saturday?
Yeah, some people are going to celebrate Saturday, and then
some people doing both.
If you don't mind being hungover at work on Monday, then Sunday it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe celebrate a little bit both days so you get the best of both
Spread
worlds.
Spread it out. Why not?
Listen, we got something really cool we're doing on Friday. It's called Bagpipe Wake-Ups. Okay. So if you would be interested in having the 99.5 QIK and Mark and Melanie Street Team invading your home, waking up somebody in your house with bagpipes, and you'll win a great prize. Are we saying what the prize is?
I don't know. What do you think, Kevin?
Kevin, are we saying what the prize is?
I think we can.
I don't like the I think. It scares me.
Well, I mean, if you just want to hold off, I mean, it's fine, but you can if you want.
All right, it's up to Kevin. Go ahead. Say what it is, Kevin. Say what the prize. It's up to you if you want to.
I believe, if I recall correctly.
No, why is a lot of believes and recalls?
I believe I watched Kelsey pull out a couple pairs of tickets to Country Thunder, if I remember correctly.
It's Luke Bryan, Luke Combs tickets. All right, so 995QIK.com. The details are there. There's a form you fill out real quick, just a quick online form. Again, you would have to be interested in the Mark and Melanie 995 QIK Street Team coming to your home very early on Friday morning.
Really early.
Waking somebody up with an Irish bagpipe scenario.
Scenario.
Yeah, this would be a scenario where there's multiple strangers in your home with an Irish bagpipe, display and audio and everything. So if you're up for that and maybe you win some tickets, 995QIK.com, fill out the form.
Yeah, maybe you had a husband or you have a husband who always does pranks on you or vice versa and you want to get someone back. Yeah. This is it.
Ooh, maybe your high school kid is in Pinellas and they're on spring break and they sleep till like 2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
And you're like, well, this would be kind of fun way to have these strangers invade their room with bagpipes.
I like it.
And bagpipe music. All right. Just a couple different things there. 995QIK.com if you want to sign up for that and win those tickets. As Kevin mentioned, they were Country Thunder tickets.
What?
No, I'm saying, as Kevin mentioned, they were Luke Combs, Luke Bryan.
Put it all on him.
That's fine. That's fine.
No, it's fine. It's all good. Fill out that. Get it to us. Jason Aldean now. This is Rearview Town, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Cole Swindell has done another missed connections from Craigslist. 99.5 QIK.
I love his YouTube series he's got going now.
We're going to play it for you next as he attempts to amplify the misconnections and try to find people together for love. So it's Cole Swindell. We'll play it next on QIK. Oh. Cole Swindell has this new YouTube series where he reads misconnections from Craigslist. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. And, you know, the misconnections part of Craigslist is if you see somebody and you think they're really good looking, but, you know, you just pass by. Then you get on Craigslist, like, hey, I saw you at the grocery store, and you give the address, and, like, I was wearing a green shirt. If you see this, write me back, and let's connect.
Yeah, it's one of those things. A Hallmark movie.
Right, and so he's playing off of, you know, the song Love You Too Late. So this isn't going to be like a, this is just a series, I think, while his song is on the chart.
Yeah.
Although it would be awesome if it was, like, a full-time thing, and he did it all the time.
It is catching a lot of attention. So.
It is. Here is his latest episode of Cole Swindell reading Craigslist misconnections.
This is misconnections saying I love you too late with me, Cole Swindell. Walmart hottie, you are a delicious BBW with a stained white t-shirt and a half a dozen kids in tow. I was sporting a skullet with a HD jean vest and short cutoffs. You offered me a dart from your fresh deck, and I refused as I don't smoke menthols. You knew that. I would love to reconsider that offer. Somebody wants to smoke menthols? No. And by the way, that wasn't my old lady with me. That was my parole officer.
Oh, no.
So there you go. The lady offered a dart, which is a cigarette, and it's menthols, and he doesn't smoke. And so there you go. Once again, Cole Swindell, though, he was actually legit having a good time. You just can't fake that laugh.
His
you know what
laugh
I mean? Like,
is so cute.
He's just totally loving doing this, and he's really, really good at it. All right, saying I loved you too late from Cole Swindell, Craigslist misconnection.
Yeah, I think that one needs to stay missed.
That was my parole officer.
Girl, I'm Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Boy, it was dramatic. Last night, The Bachelor
walks
off the TV show. He says, I'm done with it. But is he really done with it?
There's still one episode left.
Melanie has details in two songs. Jimmy Allen, maybe he could be the next Bachelor. 99.5 QIK.
Maybe.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Last night, I'm The Bachelor. The Bachelor quit. He walked off the show. Here's the audio.
Dude, I'm done.
Where are you going?
Dude, I have no clue.
What are you on? You want to be done with the whole thing?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. They picked up the episode at the end of last week where he jumps the wall, runs away. Chris Harrison chases after him, finally catches up to him, and that's when Colton delivered the news that he's done and The Bachelor is over.
Done.
But The Bachelor's not over because there's another show on tonight. This is supposed to be it. So, Melanie, you've been following this.
Yes.
Well, for most of your adult life. And while we, you know, are sympathetic that, you know, this is a big show, We are a bit concerned, but it doesn't matter. You've been following the show. What do you think is going to happen?
So I think he is not going to be able to get Cassie back. So for those who are kind of confused as to what's going on, he quit the show last night, and that's because Cassie dumped him last week, and the episode was left with a to be continued.
He loves Cassie.
He loves Cassie.
Cassie doesn't love him.
No. Oops. So he said he was falling in love with Tayshia. He was falling in love with Hannah, but he was in love with Cassie.
But Cassie doesn't love him. So if you try to love someone that doesn't love you, isn't that like stalking? Like, he can't just love her.
Yeah, that's what Chris Harrison said last night. He goes, so what's the plan? And he goes, I want to get Cassie back. I'm not leaving without Cassie. And
dude, that's
Chris
a restraining
Harrison,
order. She's already said, leave me alone.
Chris Harrison goes, but what if she's just not that into you?
Right.
And he did not accept that for an answer. And well, that's where we're at tonight. There are no more contestants on the show. Okay, so Cassie dumped him. She's gone. Then he broke up with Tayshia and Hannah. There are no contestants left.
Right, so I'm wondering tonight, like, is it just going to be an hour of just, what if they just live stream Colton just sitting there by himself? Like, there's nothing else to do. But there's going to be a wild card. Something's going to happen, right?
Well, he's going to go knock on Casey's door.
Cassie.
I keep saying that. Cassie. He's knocking on her door. That's where it left off. So we don't know if she answers and if she takes him back.
She doesn't answer. Her new boyfriend answers.
No,
that's my prediction.
She's going to answer.
Well, that
it's
would be
all
awkward.
Scripted. She will answer. There's going to be a confrontation.
It is scripted. There's so much fun to make this stuff up.
Next, you're going to tell me wrestling's not real, Kevin.
Yeah, that's not
true.
Jeez.
That's true.
All right. Well, there you go. That's The Bachelor. We'll have to see what happens tonight. Of course, Melanie will have her perspectives on it tomorrow. But it does line up to be a pretty interesting night because is this the first Bachelor who's ever just quit and just said, I don't?
Yeah.
Yeah. So these
first
two
one.
Girls that were left, they're out of business, right? They're done.
Yeah, they're done. Now, I will say that tonight we do know they're going to announce the next Bachelorette.
Okay.
Which word on the street is that it's Hannah B.
Just to balance this segment out, I do have to mention that the Buccaneers traded DeSean Jackson to the Eagles yesterday.
That happened.
All right, just to balance this segment out.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, here's the internet challenge I think we can all get behind. I really like this. Some of these challenges are just so ridiculous, but this one is like a really good cause, and it includes the beach, which I love.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you can get people to go out and clean up the beach, it's a great thing. But there is a new internet challenge that's being called the hashtag trash tag. Hashtag, try saying that five times fast.
Hashtag trash tag. Hashtag trash tag. Hashtag, forget it.
Exactly.
That was not going to end well.
Okay, but we know all the other internet challenges that have gone around.
Sure.
Some of them have been for good causes, but other ones have left children eating Tide Pods.
Right. Do you remember
teenagers.
The first one ever? The first one that went viral?
The first one ever?
Yeah.
Was it the ice bucket challenge?
No, it was a cinnamon. Were you?
The cinnamon. Remember a spoonful of cinnamon.
Cinnamon in the back of your throat? This went viral on MySpace. You would copy your YouTube videos in MySpace and try to swallow a spoonful of cinnamon. Nobody could do it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's impossible. And you start choking and spit out all this
coughing
cinnamon.
Out cinnamon.
Look like a cinnamon dragon.
But but this one is really good. So hashtag trash tag. You find an area of land, whatever. It could be a beach, could be in the mountains.
Yeah, most
side
people
of the road.
Are out on the beach and they bring either a bucket or a trash bag. And then afterwards, they post a photo on social media using the hashtag trash tag.
Right.
And show off all of the trash that they collected.
So the really good thing, obviously, is that you can pick the area of your community that you think needs to be cleaned up. So the beaches would be great, parts of the bay, I mean, things like that would be really cool. So hashtag trash tag. If you do that, share them with us on our page. We'd love to see that and give you some recognition. I think that's great.
Absolutely. And next time I'm out there watching the sunset, I'm going to pick up some trash and hashtag trash tag.
I'm going to hashtag trash tag. That's exactly right.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
That is new music from Dustin Lynch. It's called Riding Roads, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, we're already getting a ton of emails coming in on this. Sounds like St. Patrick's Day music. St. Patrick's Day is this weekend.
Yeah.
Sunday officially, but people are going to be celebrating Saturday and Sunday, I think.
All weekend long.
Actually, start Friday, whatever. Start, you know. So we've decided to do a bagpipe wake-up contest. Great prize, by the way. Country Thunder 3-day pass as Luke Bryan, Luke Combs.
Yeah, you just have to be willing to sacrifice someone's sleep. And just know that if you have tickets to Country Thunder, that they won't be that mad at you after you wake them up on Friday morning with bagpipes.
Go to the website, 995QIK.com. If you're interested in having the Mark and Melanie street team come out to your house this Friday morning and wake up somebody in your house, you're basically setting up somebody. Could be your husband, could be your son.
Such a good
prank. Your mom. And you want to set them up, we will invade with a bagpipe wake-up in honor of St. Patrick's Day and give you great prizes. 995QIK.com. Fill out the form, and you might win Country Thunder tickets just for us invading your home with bagpipes. Pretty good deal.
And it's just going to be a really funny video to share with your friends
video,
and family.
Great audio and a good time. 995QIK.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.